For the marketing director, actually, so.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Ja, nu dus niet meer, maar. Niet echt helemaal.
So you show it, I'm not sure if he's later, delayed, or whatever, so. I'm gonna start soon, we have no. Don't have much time anyway.
Oh, there he
yes.
is.
Okay.
There
Sorry.
You are. Okay.
A little bit of a
oh, no
little
problem.
Problem with
We're
the
about to
computer.
Start, so let's see. Okay. Welcome again today, functional design phase. Can I take you over the minutes of last meeting? Okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project. So I put the minutes on the I made on the the project chair, so if you want to review them, they're there. I will do so after every meeting. So if you have some information you want to take back, you can find it there. Anyways, today free presentations from every one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so we're going to go over those later. But I want to start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts. So. Want to go first?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, let's see what you have.
Yeah. Okay. And
I still have it open.
I want to open the my. Oh no.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess.
Oh no, it's
there?
Okay. Slideshow. Yes. The functional requirements, it's very important for the user. He wants to, the method we used, it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we used, we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Cut in. Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
The people, okay.
Both women.
I thought it was only men.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
So yeah. We have to do something about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control, so we can do a little nice things with it. And the use said a lot. So that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation.
Okay,
but,
just
The relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. And less important is teletext.
Mm-hmm.
They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5.
Okay, that's okay.
And but not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel?
No. That's very important. But not important is the audio settings, the display settings, and
okay, we can hide those under a menu or something. Okay.
New preferences, and beep to find your control. That was
like
in
a
the
button
test.
On your TV?
The most people. Find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control.
Okay.
So I think it's a beep to sound it, and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition, so they can say what they want. Let's go to channel one, and that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen. To look at what's on every channel and what
or
do
have
I
a
want
little preview on the remote control.
Yeah,
preview what's on the channel. Okay.
Is that manageable? Because it sounds pretty expensive to...
It sounds too... It's possible, but I think it's expensive, but do continue.
Okay. Yeah. My personal preferences is a button for my favorite channel, so I can so I can zip to my quick to my favorite channel. So the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which channel, so I can
zip. It just remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example.
Yeah.
You want it to recognize your favorite channel.
Recognize.
See, you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel.
Yeah.
So it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay, like. So it recognizes itself. You don't have to set it. Okay.
Itself. Maybe it's easier to to set it, but.
Okay.
I don't know. It's manageable, but. We'll see. It's a little bit. It's the end of it.
Okay.
It's a little bit. I lost it. The computer crashed, so.
No problem. It's okay. That's.
Should I go?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
So some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspect. Because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas, which you posted in the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find
make it more durable, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Covered that. Oh, yes, user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons are small. So you press more at once, remote control goes kablooey or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control.
Yeah.
And possibly also the size, so more important buttons.
Bigger size. Make them bigger. Even
so
more
this is
durable,
basically what I had in mind in the fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols need to be replaced by others.
This
I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more, less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design. This is just a general idea of how I'd like to see the general idea. So, that was it.
That was it. Okay, that was good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
The durability of the thing. So, other aspects we'll just see what he came up with and what's possible for that budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, now walking over with me. Okay, well let's start. Okay, the method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it, because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in remote control, so that's why I also would like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally, a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost for the production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
You may integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have to make something that's not too difficult in design again. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, then you have like a switch. The switch, if you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and an a light, an indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If we want to make the remote universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light, nothing light.
Okay, that was it?
That was
I'll get back to my thing then. Okay, back to this the screen. So I got some new information on the project specifications that are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because of the internet. Now today people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people we define under 40. Yeah. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it, and
they want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah, of course. Let's see how far we can go with that anyway. So,
And
one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow. But I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors, you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so I have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we could make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. That's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so we can, it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, you make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. Mm-hmm. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. Mm-hmm. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making your presentation that you would like to share.
Well, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But
is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen, you can...
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen. Like, yes.
Why?
I think,
not
for
yet.
Example, it's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. It consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
It costs too much.
It costs
fabricate.
A lot.
Okay.
What we could do, what could be possible, is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible. But for example, a little TV guide.
Hmm.
Like you have just a text only, not color, just a little text thing, so you can use a remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure it's even possible, but
I have to check that
maybe
out.
Maybe
you
could make it, yeah, find a little compromise in that. But
yeah,
what did I write down? I think the beep is a very simple thing to implement. Just make a
possible.
Button on your TV and just hit the button and beeps somewhere.
Yeah,
I think that's easy to implement. You should go for that.
Where do you want to hit? You want a button on the television?
I think. Yeah, I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out universal. Remote control. Because that's
yeah,
not
but
possible.
How are you going to use that if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Exactly.
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out
a slap-on sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV?
Yeah,
yeah, that could be possible. Little box you can attach to your TV. Find it. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal remote control or not, because that's
I think it's universal.
Everything I'm gonna do.
I think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
So
that's fine with me, but then I know what to do.
Okay, universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think implementing speech recognition in such a small apparatus is very hard to do.
Or when you say one, two, it's
yeah,
enough.
I don't see Arabian people speaking two, whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that
is
a problem.
It's not a mature technology. I think it takes a lot of memory and everything in the remote control.
It's a good idea, but it's just not. I don't think the market's ripe for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in the remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? You should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are the popular buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So those always fade first.
Okay.
I think that's the most important things that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
If we make remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That
for example?
Especially for older people, that they can read it in
their
own language.
Well, we're not targeting older people, if you remember that. Everything
that's
we target is under 40, so you assume that they read correctly, and I think that the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or...?
No, of course. No, I think it's just something you put over them because we can. Yeah, you can.
Well,
that's not a bad. That's not even a.
Then.
It's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded. You can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make.
But I know
a bad idea.
The buttons are like a Nokia telephone on a one sleeve, so you don't have to change your whole cover. We can make something that you can only remove the sleeve. Know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
It works the same as a Nokia telephone. It's in my
I know. It's just one piece of rubber. For
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's something we have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. So. Anyway, this is what we're gonna do after just lunch break and have more individual work after that. So we'll see where we. Let's see. So you have to come up with the components concept. Yeah, you should do some trend watching because even if we're gonna do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase because that's gonna be the essential final design we're gonna come up with.
Okay.
I think user interface is pretty obvious. I mean, it should be very intuitive. It should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with a new TV. It's like all buttons, and you have no idea what it does at first. And I'm not a total TV noob, anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons, and maybe a second second level menu for the advanced things, or maybe just stick them under a menu, like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever. The more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a, just put it in a software piece, a menu, and you can select everything you want to set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to a television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television? So we're going to work
that
with
is
that?
True.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
yeah,
the signal.
That's true.
It doesn't know how
menu,
it's
isn't it? Yes.
Exactly. That's not possible.
So basically we...
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not. So.
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions.
A double-sided remote control?
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
With a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have for a Sony,
no,
the half
basic
for
functions,
Philips TV.
Functions which are not frequently used. Because
I don't
if
think
we
should,
a
yeah.
Universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so...
I'm not sure, yeah. For example, you have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings they can usually do that with either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but you can't, you cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu is the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So. Because I have a universal remote control and it can use the menu button, so I think, I'm not sure if you can put some research into that, if it's possible. But
okay.
I think just the navigation is very basic. Mm. It's usually.
But I think there must be a way to invoke the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because otherwise
you
lose functions by buying.
We need to put some research
or
into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
That's the way how to.
I think so too.
Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
And I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all the remote controls exactly the same for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one because the formatting of the buttons is exactly the same, only the labels are different.
Yeah,
I think
it should be a little distinct from everything else,
exactly.
Because it's both.
Yeah,
maybe the shape can be a little different. Maybe it's a little more curved or whatever.
Division.
And with different colors. So.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah.
The ideas that I have.
Okay.
Not sure what. Because we had 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was him closing something. So anyway, yeah, we could do some work now on the design, for example. I mean, what do you want? Not a triangle
thing.
Yeah, but
we'd like some curves or.
Yeah, maybe something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see that you. What would be handy? I think that the buttons should be, the channel buttons
and
should
the
be
light,
on their own. That's your one, two, god damn it.
Oh, we get the general idea here.
Yeah, okay. Another one here. Let's see what, I think these are always on top of the control, so they should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put the
like
channel
volume.
Up, channel down. The volume?
Yeah, just take it.
So you have the up channel,
down channel,
the volume. Do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Should you take triangles or?
Well, it's fine.
I think
this is basically what people are accustomed to. So
maybe we should make them bigger or whatever.
Yeah, but it just is general idea. Maybe the menu button can go.
Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle.
Usually there, but.
Whoa.
Perhaps we should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost for people that are deaf, they won't hear the beep.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able
flash.
To find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
Yeah, that's true, but it only has to do so when you press a button that it's lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you that some
other people.
one.
Yeah, I thought about for deaf people, for example. So we could do that.
Just a light on it, or.
So we have the basic channels we've got here. The power button.
Oh yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
That thing should be central. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
I have another idea.
I guess it's gonna work.
Not sure if it's possible.
What would you like to use?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and.
And you're reading
here,
from
example too.
You always read from the top to the bottom
from
of
top
it.
To bottom,
yeah,
that's
so
true. You should. I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you do, turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button.
Mute.
Is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom
is
somewhere.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button.
Mute.
Do people
turn
use
the sound
that?
Off.
No, it's.
Because I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here. At least, in general. But
I don't think it's important. You mute
it's
button.
Not
I
that
think
important. No.
I think it should be.
It could
put
or
it somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No, because people are accustomed
around
to it.
Not at top, but around the volume selection.
Is that?
I don't know where exactly, but.
Take this out here. So are we gonna take triangles anyway? I'm drawing triangles, but
that's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be the channels, and
what?
Or well, I'm accustomed to
no
the channels
yeah
being
on here.
Top.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, it should be channel. Right. Okay, we'll go this to channel. Up and
shall
down.
Shall we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote that you don't have to buy new
well
batteries?
Well, that is, it's on one part. It's a good
it's
thing to recharge it.
Yeah.
Maybe should what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But that's already
it's
possible.
Isn't that expensive in
it's
the
very
package?
Annoying. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it because it might be a very good idea. Because if it's useful to have it rechargeable, but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in it to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost that you can put in normal batteries rechargeable. But
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a recharger, so then you can choose. You have every decision. Know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights, but they can also be recharged with the remote with a wire.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat. You could insert your remote into it.
But I think that it will cost a lot. A normal wire
sure
would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself. You
well
don't need a base
we
station.
Were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash.
Yes,
the thing with a little separate signaler, so
but
you could put that on a TV, for example. It could be very flat. It could be very small. It's a very small. Yeah, I'm drawing it big now, but so you can put your remote on flat, for example.
Yeah.
And at the back side of your remote, just a little hole.
Yeah.
For example, you just put it on and it recharges. For example, I don't think it's.
But
very
again,
expensive.
Isn't that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure
we
it
have
costs
to
a lot.
That's rechargeable batteries.
That's
station.
That's what you buy yourself.
Yes. I'm going to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information
it's just
available
an idea if to find out if it's
and
possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah,
to
they want to pay for it.
They want,
they want
but
to
they
pay
want
for
a rechargeable.
Rechargeable?
I'm not sure. You should find out if it's if rechargeable is important.
That was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues.
But
so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort. Well, this
they want to
comfort
pay for comfort, which is just so we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal to the remote control to either beep or flash to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with a docking station.
Exactly. I think this is a brilliant product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beep part anyway. So let's go
I like the covers. That's a brilliant idea.
Can we save
covers
this?
Covers is good. Yeah, it's we can save this. Saved. We even saved the ant and everything, so. Okay. So what we have here is you have, I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about
maybe
it, I'm gonna
Maybe you could find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 25 euro sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for.
Because
if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, and we just have to see what that looks like.
I would like to make a decision more now. What it costs and what kind of materials that we can choose what we want
in
it.
Yeah, if you have some financial information.
Exactly, I need it.
That'd be nice. So,
could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't. It was possible, not allowed. So that's I'm not sure that you're allowed to share
my computer
press.
So
I don't care.
I'm not
on
your presentation
yet, so.
But I have the.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some. Information out of that.
Here I have the. The homepage of our internet.
Yeah,
here's my.
I didn't include the new one.
Oh,
just
where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can look at that and.
Where would we want the teletext button? Because we
and
decided that it's
button, just
not that important. Do we
make
put
make
it somewhere over
the new
here?
One. Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And what people want?
Maybe this is something for the next meeting.
I've
I can draw out some.
Yeah, draw us up some designs of.
I have another thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And either big so.
Well, we have
less
decided more or less the
more
basic structure. I can put the other buttons.
Just
in.
Play a little with this. Put shift a little up
yeah.
or down, and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want
to
say?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the product share.
What I already said is
the
remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people they want to learn it fast, not they want to.
Yeah, so we don't want to. We want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's easy to learn.
Yes, but it should cover all the functions. So possibly just an idea that
we had functions
in.
That what people do. So people change channels. People they change the volume and they change channels. They turn TV off and on. For example, that's the basic. That's what you do. I'm not sure who presented that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah,
and
but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually in every TV that's configured under the menu.
But
because
that's
we're making
because it needs to be configured in a television under the menu.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust.
But
to
I
the
think most modern TVs
technology.
Have it
I think
in
so.
Their menu.
I think
true.
Isn't there a possibility to do research in that? Then we know that for sure. If you rule out functions, then and that gets known, then people are not gonna buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that with it.
If
that's bad, commercial.
Oh, we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that. We are looking at the market for the age younger 40. Than 40.
Yeah.
That's true.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer press.
Yeah.
They want to pay for an LCD screen and a speech recognition.
Mm. They want to
so
pay for.
Did I really say that like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah. And
did I realize how much that costs? That's almost undoable.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then. But an LCD screen.
No, that's even if we have this lost unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Okay, so we're not focusing on this. Well, the interesting features, not really the LCD. Oh, yeah. Would you pay for speech recognition remote control? Okay.
No, that's true.
So, we can
speech recognition is
we can look at the possibilities for an LCD and
yeah just look
I
at the
know.
Possibilities then
yeah.
because if apparently it's what people want
how
it's
much it
will
cost
supposed to be a luxurious remote maybe it's not even that expensive or find a compromise maybe just a black and white or
I
for some extra information on
I
it
I doubt it
but I really need finance information
me too we all do
we all do
welcome
I think it's something we should put into consideration apparently it's what people want so we should see if what it costs if it's possible
yeah
Yeah, we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring, really, to me. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
still looks boring.
Color,
so
maybe.
And the design should differ. This is like Philips, huh? Philips has this.
I have no clue.
Well,
I just drew something that would fit into your hand easily.
Something like this, to make it kind of futuristic.
Mm. Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
I
need to put all the electronica in it.
Sorry?
If we make it smaller, less wide,
yeah,
then we need to make it a little thicker, because I have to put all the electronics in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. I mean, we can stick it in there, I think.
Yeah. So yeah,
even if in the worst case, we can even... Can you get me the pen back?
Yeah, sure.
So, let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again. What we what came up with. I'll just make it a little bigger now. So, transmitter here. Anyway, we could, let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People don't.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it at the top.
It's not that it's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. It just you press the buttons on top because
but
your finger is
if
on top.
If you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it costs a lot. So
yeah, why? I'm not
now
sure
it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
Yeah, if you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on the top.
You would prefer it? Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack away your buttons somewhere else. Mm. Anyway,
it's expensive to build it, so...
Mm. Oh, this
I'm
is
still not
used
convinced
the
of the...
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because it's cool.
We should just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it, but we need that information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I'll have to look if that's possible.
Yeah, no.
So if basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on here? Would we like
in
to press
middle.
It
we
in the
we
middle?
In the middle.
Something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like we like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example, for up and down.
We do agree
making
that
a circle
we
on it.
It keep this at the center because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah.
Channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure about the size anyway. It's just the general design. You can make it as big as you want. For example, if
yes,
you take
a big remote control is probably not something which people would like.
Let's see. For example,
if we have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one instead of two.
I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means a lot of space that we need.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the size is.
Okay.
LCD doesn't have to need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Like
finish meeting now.
Finish meeting now. Okay, we will.
So would we like this or would we like the?
We have to decide what people want. Either this one. This could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. I think this would look cool. You could have, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here. Which is, like we decided before, programs up and down. And volume here.
And what about speech recognition?
You could just, no, I'm not sure if we could do that, but we could put a microphone in here, for example.
Or an LCD or a speech. Mm-hmm. I think it's LCD is better now.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it takes for space.
That's right.
Yeah.
But let's cut the meeting for now.
One more thing I'd like to say. Let's give this a name and not like some vague serial number that no one understands, like with cars.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we all try to think about a name?
I think
let's think of a name. Okay. Okay. Anyways, so the minutes will be on the web shortly. So. There we go.
Just go and finish up, and I'll see you at lunch.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. To all.
Same.
Yeah. Lunch break, geloof ik, hè?
Ja, ik doe eerst even die vragen.
Ja, ik was je nu even.